Managing a movie theater during a pandemic is hard, and movie studios themselves may be complicating matters.
Covering streaming just as quick as movie releases in the theaters, that makes it difficult for an individual to want to go out and watch a movie, right?
That's Chad Timmerman, the manager of the Chillicothe Town Theater. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Monday, February 1st, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Libraries in the Peoria area are beginning to reopen their doors and services to the public, again, with altered guidelines to reinforce safety. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
The Peoria Public Library is reopening all five library locations today. The libraries were open for a time as a grab-and-go service before reverting back to curbside service when the state moved to Tier 3 mitigations. Randall Yelverton, Peoria Public Library Executive Director, says the library will require all visitors and staff to follow COVID guidelines.
We are going to require patrons to have masks. We are asking to maintain 6 feet of distance. We're not going to have seating. Our meeting rooms are going to be closed. The patrons can enter the library. They can browse. They can pick up their holds. They'll also be able to make computer appointments. All our digital services that we've had throughout the pandemic will be available as well.
Yelverton says that the entire staff is eager to open their doors again to patrons in a safe manner.
Staff is very eager to get back up and public, making all our great resources available to be browsed. We're very ready. We're excited. And the staff is ready to serve in that capacity as well.
Fond du Lac Library in East Peoria is also reopening today. Gina Burr, library director, says that the library staff has done a great job at being flexible and responding to the unpredictability that the pandemic has caused.
As this pandemic has kind of ebbed and flowed, we've had to do that as well and be responsive to whatever the current pandemic environment is. I think our staff has done a fabulous job of being flexible and trying to think of ways to continue to serve our community.
Both libraries will be continuing curbside pickup in addition to opening their libraries. Burr and Yelverton both say that their libraries are committed to offering their patrons the plethora of resources that the library has to offer while also keeping them safe. For more information, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Illinois Department of Public Health says there are nearly 72,000 COVID-19 cases reported in long-term care facilities since March. That's only 6.5% of total COVID cases statewide, but with more than 9,400 deaths, long-term care accounts for nearly half of all COVID deaths. Pekin's Reditus Labs believes it's discovered a new mutation of the United Kingdom variant of the COVID-19 virus in Illinois. Two people tested positive for the more infectious new mutation in the Chicago area. And 1099-G tax forms are now available for people who received unemployment insurance benefits in 2020. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The small town theater was an endangered species before the pandemic, but in 2020, the coronavirus forced theaters to close completely for months at a time. Chad Timmerman heads the committee that runs the town theater, a movie house purchased by the Optimist Club of Chillicothe 10 years ago. He spoke with WCBU's Steve Tarter about how they've weathered COVID-19.
We closed it down as soon as the state mandated theaters would be closing. So we'd actually gone into a stationary aspect where we just basically had the bare minimum operational items going. So basically the projectors had to go all the time. So we had to pay for that aspect. But then we started looking at our finances during that time when we were shut down a little bit more intensely. So we could identify whether or not, you know, we had some funds that could be eliminated for the time being, or, you know, we could offset some additional funds, like, for instance, garbage and internet and whatnot. We weren't constantly upgrading the system, so we thought we would go to a less expensive plan for internet, talked to the Pepsi suppliers and, you know, negotiated some rate changes there for, you know, lack of usage. And then, of course, we had to go through all of our inventory of candy and food. You know, it was expiring.
Sure.
So we started donating that to the community prior to expiration.
And so in 2020, how much were you open? How long? I mean, a percentage of time for the theater was open during last year?
I would say 20 to 25%.
And how about right now? Where are you at?
We have been closed for the last month. Right before the holidays there, of course, the state went back to Tier 3, I believe they call it, and we had to shut down there. And we're closed for over a month now. Actually, it's been 6 weeks. So what we're looking to do is open up again. Pritzker just announced, and we were identified from the Small Theater Association that we are able to open the doors again. Granted, we had some construction items that we were working on during that downtime that are not quite finished yet. So our plan is to open the doors February 5th.
How do you do that? Do you have social distance people in the theater, or how do you work that?
That's correct. We follow the protocol that's mandated by the state. So when individuals come in, we ask that they practice social distancing. Masks are definitely mandatory. The employees as well. We do have the fiberglass shields in front of the employees and the patrons. That also assists. Once we get into the theater, we have every other row closed off, so we don't promote sitting close to one another. And then we mandate the fact that there can only be, you know, if you're a family, that's fine, but otherwise there can only be three, there has to be three seats between individuals. So that mandate that takes that 6 feet consideration into play.
Gotcha. Chad, you've been obviously watching this thing closely, as have many during this difficult time.
Definitely.
Do you have high hopes? I mean, obviously none of us know what exactly is going to unfold in 2021, but what's the feeling that you're going to be able to maybe by summer kind of get back to I won't say normal, because I don't know what that is, but what is your thought on that?
That's a great question, Steve. It's been rough since the movie makers have been kind of tough on us now. Realistically, covering streaming just as quick as movie releases in the theaters, that makes it difficult for an individual to want to go out and watch a movie, right? But there's a lot of history in the town theater. And I feel, of course, that with that awesome marquee and with all of the nostalgia that we have within the memories, I guess, within the theater, there's been a lot of individuals from the past that have been successful that have come back.
That was the Chillicothe Optimist Club's Chad Timmerman speaking with WCBU correspondent Steve Tarter about running a small town theater during a pandemic. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.